many words and many wisdom for all of us to take in to our hearts and our minds today. I want to finish us off by going over to Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned, and do this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sin, and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall shew forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion, and build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thy altar. Most of this goes through everything that has been given to you today. The example that Carter gave. Did you learn? Did you learn? Not well enough. That's a question each and every one of us has to ask ourselves every time. You learn by doing. You learn by making mistakes when you're doing most of the time. And the correction of those mistakes is what brings you to a point where you understand. And it's what you do with that understanding afterwards that makes the difference. So you learned. Did you do it different? Did you take up that cross? Did you proof his word? Are you doing things different today than you did then? Not just Carter. Each and every one of us have these examples and these things where the Lord has shown us precisely his work. Have you made that change? Have you brought in that understanding? Are you trusting more in him today than you ever have before? It'd be great if we could say, yes, always. And he'd love to hear that too. He'd love to see the proof of it each and every day. You know, if we did that, we would be saying it out of pride. If that's what you're thinking and that's the thought that's going through your mind, that yes, you do it all the time every day, that is pride. He's not in it. See, that's one of the things when Carter was talking, it was one of the things that popped into my head. Carter was trying to see what he could do. That's pride. How can I make it better? You can't. What Jesus did showed you a lesson. What Jesus did, being you prayed with that individual, may have brought him the irrefutable proof that the Lord hears prayers and answers them. Not through using you, but that could have been the one instance where that person saw how quick the Lord can react. I know there's dozens of times in my life before that things would happen. Now, I look back on it, and I know it was the Lord's doing. And at the time, it was another spot where I could have made, where I should or wish I would have made the decision instead of waiting another couple years down the road where something else happens. And it's like, now I look back on it, I know it was the Lord bringing things about and bringing things to bear in my life where I had to make a choice and a decision. Lord uses us if you are willing to be those instances in people's lives where it brings them to a point of decision to bring them to a point of decision can also, at the same time, bring us to a place where we need to review what we're doing. It's interesting how the Lord can take that and make it fall two directions. One, it was an answer to a prayer where the person that Carter prayed with could see the Lord work and see that the Lord answered prayers. And at the same time, used it as an anvil to drop it on Carter's head and say, what are you doing? I know since I've come to the Lord, there's been a bunch of times where, I don't know, an anvil may have been too small. Maybe an 18-wheeler standing on end. Because I totally got in the way. Because I let go of the Lord and tried to rely on myself. Praise God, He keeps giving me chances to learn. Praise God, He gives all of us chances and time. How much time? You don't know. Nobody knows. Nobody knows the day, the time, or the hour. No one can predict it. Take the opportunities that are given to you. Believe on Jesus Christ. And if you go back over where Carter was at, if you go back to 14:12, he tells us, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Then he tells us about praying and asking. We can do what he did. He tells us we will do things that are even greater than he did. Stand for Jesus. Believe in and on Jesus Christ. And he will give you everything you need and give you more blessings than you can count. Learn, trust, and obey. Amen.